Okay, time for number 8. A couple of things dealt with here. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. Short, very short amendment with a lot of implications. The first off, bail. Bail is just something that the government deems is necessary to hold you honest to showing up for your trial date. So bail has to equal your crime. The judge determines the bail, and the judge will set the bail, and then you go to a bail bondsman, or you put up your own collateral, and it's just the money promised or the value promised in order for you to show up on time to your court hearing. Fines, in the idea is that the bail must fit the punishment. So let's say you were, you're gonna go to trial for running a red light, or you're gonna go to trial for get into an argument with somebody that got a little testy. Something minor. You can't set a gigantic bail to that. It's theoretically unfair. Now, they don't have the posted bail numbers in the Constitution, nor should they. The idea that bail is supposed to be fair is theoretical and should be adhered to. The same with fines. Fines need to fit the crime. That's pretty simple. Now, what else we have here, though, is cruel and unusual punishment cannot be inflicted. By cruel and unusual punishment, I mean you automatically, don't you, go to the death penalty. Is the death penalty cruel? Is the death penalty unusual? The death penalty is a state issue. It's been relegated to the state according to the 10th Amendment. In the United States, the death penalty is not illegal, which means that the state then can set its own parameters on that. That can get a little bit hairy. I mean, there are states that have it, and there are states that don't, and there are states that have a lot of it. Texas has a lot of it. Texas has a lot of people are executed. But what's happened recently in the last 15 years is that DNA evidence has begun to disprove a lot of people that have been on death row. I mean, there's no doubt that we have executed people that have been not guilty, which has caused not only some states to rethink the death penalty, but it has at the same time lowered the use of the death penalty. Seems like every place but Texas. Worldwide, first world countries have abandoned the death penalty. We're one of the few that still have it. And the entire European Union is death penalty free now. In fact, the only country in Europe that still has the death penalty isn't even part of the European Union, that's Belarus. They got some crazy guy dictator that runs the show. It's controversial because it involves death and it involves sanctioning of by the government, and it has become more controversial because of the ability for science to prove and disprove it in combat with witnesses and not so scientific evidence in an effort to put people into execution. You also have the whole idea of what are the methods of execution are cruel or unusual? Is lethal injection cruel or unusual? Is hanging cruel or unusual? This has been debated for a long time. And I would say that now in U.S. history that the current trending is away from the death penalty more than towards it. But it isn't an issue that stirs people all over the United States like it used to. But on both sides of the issue, it seems to be an issue that's waning a bit.